Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about why you're not making money blogging right now. And we're going to talk about five reasons why you're not making money. So let's just get right into it. Number one reason is you're not taking this seriously enough. So you might be treating your blog more like a hobby than an actual real business. A serious business needs a solid plan to guide you, you know, to growth and actual success. Like, you need an actual plan, like a vision for your whole blog, you know, and like business as a whole. So like a mission, you need a mission statement. Like, what are you set out to achieve? Why are you doing this blog in the first place? You need to know your target audience. Who are you helping? And you need to know them on a deeper level, not surface level. You need to really know who that one perfect person is that you want to talk to within your writing, within your email list, with whatever you're creating for your blog and for your business. You really need to know them, especially to make money. When you don't know somebody, then you're just going to create an offer that they might actually really truly want, right? So we want to make something that they're actually going to want to purchase. And how do we do that? By knowing their pain points, their struggles, their needs, so we can go create a product that they will actually want to pay for and that is actually going to help them and serve them in the best way possible. So right now, you're probably missing this crucial piece of this puzzle, right? You don't have a plan for anything. You don't have a content strategy. You don't have a content plan. You don't have a business mission. You don't know what offers that you want to possibly create for your audience to help them. You don't know all this information. And that's why I'm here to help you break this down within my blog coaching program. If you book a call with me below, we can talk about how I can help you. So I design your website. I have a combination service. So I design your website and then we do 6 months of coaching afterwards. So if you are interested in possibly getting that, I help you in the very beginning stages map out this whole plan, you know, and we take things step by step to build out this plan for you. And it's truly like step by step and super simple. And we just go through the whole entire process of starting a blogging business the right way that is actually going to be profitable for you. And, you know, not 2 years down the road like I was and never ever making money. You know what I mean? So without a business plan, you're probably just doing tasks without a clear direction and goals. When you have a vision, you know the steps that you need to take to get to that ultimate vision of yours, right? Like, if you know that you want to create like 5 different products for your product suite. So a product suite is basically like offers that climb a ladder and they serve a different purpose for each level of your blog reader. So for example, you know, I have different offers like start a blog course, organize your blog traffic, then I have make money blogging, and then I have my anchor offer, which does pretty much everything, but it like climbs the ladder. You know what I mean? Or another example is when people enter my membership, they then get into my, they typically upsell into my one-on-one program. So like, that's how we want to build it. We want to build it out strategically so they upsell into the next offer. And so they purchase everything that you have within your product suite, if that makes sense. So we need this plan. We need this vision. Where is the ultimate place that you want to take this blogging business? And then we work it backwards and we start creating bite-sized and step-by-step pieces. So it's like trying to build a house without a blueprint. You know what I mean? And like the foundation of the house, sorry, I'm trying to think about what I want to say, but the foundation of the house is really what is needed to have everything inside of the house, right? And to really have this house, like the foundation is like the wood, the what makes the house the house. You know what I mean? Like, it, like if the foundation falls, the whole house is falling. All the drywall around it is falling. The roof is falling. Like, you really need that foundation. So without it, then everything else is going to fall. You know what I mean? So think about that with your blog and business. You need to build this really good, strong foundation first, and then you go and add on everything to it. So a good foundation is you plan out everything as a business plan. You sit down and you write down clear direction and a clear goals for your blogging business. You know your branding and you have a strong branding. You know the colors, you know the reason why you're picking these colors because of the emotions behind them and the emotions you want to invoke in your readers. The content plan and strategy, you know that you have 5 different content buckets that are going to be super helpful for your target audience. And you break these down into, you know, content pieces that are going to be even more helpful and bite-sized. And you just have a reason for everything. And we need to know that reason, and which is why we put together a blogging business plan. And you really need to sit down. You need to think about where you want your blog to go. And you need to write out the steps to get there. And this plan should include target audience, how you're going to reach them, how you're going to make money, what's the branding and the reason behind it, what's your content strategy, and all of that stuff. So head to the show notes below and you can get my blogging business planner for just $10 in my Boss Lady Blogger shop. You can go to my website, www.bossladybloggers.com, to also purchase this blogging business planner. However, if you join my one-on-one coaching program, which you can book a call with me below to join, then I build the website and the brand for you, of course, but we will go over each step of what's inside of that blogging business planner, okay? Okay, so you're not learning more. Another reason why you're probably not making money in your blogging business currently is because you're not learning more. Blogging is not just about writing blog posts. It's about constantly learning new skills, new strategies, new ways of doing things. I'm constantly learning. Constantly learning. Even though I'm like more advanced and I'm actually making money right now, I'm still learning even though I'm making money, because there's always something more to learn. There's new, you know, algorithms, and there's new strategies, and there's new, you know, Google freaking updates, and there's just constantly new stuff like being released. You know what I mean? So we have to stay on top of that, especially as a new and intermediate blogger. And you know, I'm always investing. Like, I know that the key to success is to invest my money so I can learn more, so I can learn more from the top people in this industry, so then I can create more results in my business. But without that, you know, like if you're doing free articles, if you're online on Pinterest searching through all these blog educational articles, honestly, they don't even scratch the surface of what you actually need to know. So to really earn from blogging, you have to have a deeper understanding of topics like creating a product suite and building your main core offer. And, you know, an offer is not just, I'm going to create this template and that's it. No, the offer is, you know, the pricing strategy behind it and, you know, the pricing sales psychology, like how to actually price your offers based on sales psychology. And there's just so much more that goes into it than just creating a product, pricing it, and putting it on your website. Like, there's so much more to it. And then you need a strategy to actually go and sell it. Because if we just pop it on our website, it's not going to sell. We need a strategy behind it. And there's just so many missing pieces of this puzzle, this huge entire puzzle or huge project that you're doing for your blogging business. There's just so much more that you don't know. And there's just so many like knowledge gaps that you're going to have. And all of these like free articles that are online, they're not giving you that information. They're giving you information to just start your blog, a basic blog that doesn't make money. I'm sorry, whatever people say that they're trying to help you with, but it's not making money. And I did it. You know what I mean? Like, I was there. I walked the walk. Trust me, I was 2 years into my blogging business before I ever started making money. And the only reason why I did start to make money is because I hired a coach and I invested my money. That is how it is. All those free articles did nothing for me. They took me down the rabbit hole of trying to monetize my blog with affiliate marketing and trying to monetize my blog with ads. Well, those didn't work for me. Like, you know, like maybe some people, if they're like writing crazy SEO optimized articles, like every couple days, and like they're like super, super deep into SEO, and they have a lot of knowledge on SEO. But that also comes with like having a super niche topic, and they talk about these niche topics, and they just know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like on a deeper level. But I don't want to put in all that work. I'm sorry, I don't. I don't want to put in a ton of work like that to write all the time. No, I would rather and try to get so much blog traffic to my website. Like I'm not even trying to get traffic to my website. But what I did is I am hyper focused on one specific thing, blogging coach. That's my keyword. And people type in blogging coach and they find my website on the number one page of Google and spot number two, I believe I am now. And because of this, because they're actively searching for a blogging coach, they will go and they, you know, sign up. But I'm not writing articles really much, you know, maybe once a month or once every 2 months even. I'm not writing a million blog posts. Yes, I did the work and I did write blog posts for that time. But now that I have content on my website and that, you know, brings me some traffic. Like I don't need a lot of traffic because people are coming to me that I need to come, like my specific target audience who is actively looking for a blogging coach. Those are the ones who are coming to me, and that is how I am making my money. And that is super strategic. And that's what I want to do for you too. So, and that's what we do in my blog coaching program. We decide on a super good keyword that people are actively looking for, you know, searching for something specific that you do, and then they find you on the number one page of Google, they click your website, and then they go hire you or they purchase the products that you have to offer. And then another thing that comes with that is building out your freebies very strategically. So, you know, to get people into your welcome sequence and to sell to them and to get to know them or for them to get to know you and start trusting you and to view you as an authority. That is why we build freebies, not to just give something for free to our audience. Like, okay, that's cool. But like, how about we make it super strategically in a way that they like get like an automated series of emails that actually sell an offer or that actually book a call with you. So think about all of this. Like you have a lot of knowledge gaps on all of these things. And I can tell you all this knowledge that I have about it, but until you actually go and apply it to your blogging business, it's not ever going to be successful like how you want it to. And you need somebody hand on hand with you to sit down with you and actually do all of these steps with you. And that somebody, whoever it's going to be, whether it's me or another person, whoever that's going to be, is going to be hands-on giving you feedback for your specific blogging business. Because I can tell you a million different strategies for doing one thing, you know, but what is the strategy that's actually going to work for you and your blogging business? That's what we have to find out. And that just takes knowledge. Knowledge from somebody who has been there, done that, done all the things, and who has invested in high ticket programs and high ticket coaches. This is what it takes. Like, I wouldn't have gotten anywhere to where I am right now, to be honest, if I never invested anything in my business, if I never hired a coach, if I never learned how to brand and website design my, you know, blog properly. And if I never had, you know, built the knowledge from investing into really good high ticket programs, like if I never did that, I would not be where I am today. It just is how it is. And if you look at everybody, like go out and start asking people, how did you become so successful? Did you invest money into this? How much have you invested? Because I can guarantee you, nobody has ever done this on their own. And I'm not sitting here trying to tell you all of this so you'll hire me. No, I don't care. I have enough clients as it is. Like, I'm good. I don't really need you to hire me. That's not the thing. Like, that's not the reason why I'm telling you all of this. I'm telling you all this because I want you to really realize that you cannot do this on your own. Whether that's, you know, with me or with another person, go ahead. But like, you can't do this on your own. So please start investing. Invest money, invest time, invest in your knowledge, because that's the only thing that's going to help you grow. And it is a long-term game. Like, it's not something, like, even if you do this right, it will take you a year or more to start making money. If you do it in the right way, it'll take you a year. Like, I'm not promising, you know, oh, if you start doing affiliate marketing, you can make money right now. Woohoo. If you put ads on your site, oh my gosh, and you bring traffic to your site, you can make so much money and you can, like, you know, go on all these luxurious vacations. No, that's bullshit. I'm sorry. That's not realistic. What's realistic is you put your freaking heart and soul and passion into this game, and you hire somebody to help you, to guide you, who has done this in the right way. And you put in the work that they tell you to do. You put in the work and you put your passion and fiery, fiery passion, okay? Like, you need to have, like, a major passion for this, because nothing is easy. Nothing will come easy. Even if you work with me, nothing's going to come easy. You have to put in the work. You have to make hard decisions. It just is what it is. And, you know, it's not a blogging, okay? Like, starting a blog, you're not going to make money with starting a blog. You're going to make money by starting a business. And the blog is a marketing tool for your business. Your blog is where you can put in your product links. Your blog is where you can put in freebies that doesn't detonate sales funnels to get somebody to purchase your offer. So, like, really think about all this. Like, if you really want to be successful, you got to put in the money. It just is what it is. And for people that can't afford things, there are other tools that don't allow you to pay a lot. Like, for example, I have a membership. No, I don't know what I'm doing with my membership right now, but things are changing with the membership. But you can join right now. It's only $27 a month. You can join in the link below. And I literally give you so much information. My client actually told me today, we were on a coaching call, and she's giving me some feedback on the membership, because I was like, you know, things have to change because not everybody is utilizing all of this. And she's like, it's because there's so much information. We don't have time to, like, really utilize all that information. Or, like, you know, it's a lot of work to even get started. So, like, people need time to go through these. And yeah, like, that's true. Like, people aren't like me who just, like, hustle through learning stuff, you know. But, like, if you – And I tell people in my courses, like, you actually have to take the time and you have to put in that work, or it's not going to work for you. You know what I mean? So, but yeah. So now I want to, like, concise everything and break things down and really, like, make everything, like, super simplified in the membership. But anyways, I'm going on a side note here, but I'm going on a tangent. So yeah. But there are tools. That was my point here. The whole point that I was trying to come across was there are tools that are cheaper for those who can't really afford hiring a coach right now. Like, I know, like, not everybody has hundreds of dollars to hire a coach every month. I get it. But there are other resources for you that you can start investing in so you can learn more. Like my membership, that was just an example. It was $27 a month. It gives you so much knowledge. That was my point. But yeah, moving on. It's not only about writing content. That's the point of this whole section too. There is a lot that you don't know that you need to know. You need to be filling in those knowledge gaps so you can make it successful. Okay. Okay, moving on. Number three, why you're not making money. You're using the wrong ways to make money. So relying on affiliate marketing and ads from income is not the best strategy when you're starting a blog. It's just not. It's not the best strategy. Even when you have a blog that is doing well, these methods usually require, or they do require, not usually, but they do require a huge amount of traffic to be profitable, which can take years and years and years to build. For example, somebody in my space, She came to me and she purchased one of my shop items. It's called a blog traffic audit. And I go super deep into your website and I comb through every little piece of your website and SEO and everything. And I realized that, okay, she has not made money at all. She has all of this traffic though. She has a ton of ads on her site and she's doing affiliate marketing. She's like 5 to 7 years in and she still has not made anything, no money. And she has lots of traffic, like 20,000 page views or something like that every month. Like, that's a lot of people coming to your blog for then you to not even make money on your ads and affiliate marketing. That's just to put into perspective on how hard it is actually to make money with your blog and affiliate marketing and ads. So instead, you want to look for other revenue streams that don't depend on your page views. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Boss Lady Bloggers is not doing well with page views. We are not. Like, my website is not doing well, but we have targeted traffic. We use keywords strategically to rank our pages and rank our blog posts to target those people who are actively searching for a blogging coach or a blogging course or a blogging membership. You know what I mean? And because we take this so strategically, we're targeting the right people to us. And we don't need a lot of the right people. We need only a few of the right people to make big money. So that just is to put into perspective. So for example, you could offer coaching instead, because coaching, I always recommend this to bloggers when they first start. If you want to make money, start a coaching business. And I know you're like, okay, what can I coach people on? I don't even know how to do this. Well, I teach you exactly how to do this in my one-on-one coaching program. I break this all down and I help you like create like the best offers. Like, you can count on me as like being your wizard who is going to magically help you create a million different offers that you're going to love to give. But yeah, you can offer coaching because it allows you to get like a bigger income, like a big cash chunk or cash flow in the beginning, because you're going to have like a client paying you monthly payments and then you have promised income for like the next 12 months, however much they pay for that coaching program. And when you have promised income, that's going to like help you, you know, on your journey for that whole first year. And you're gonna have money to be able to run the blog in the first place, run the business, because there's other expenses. You know, you have your hosting, of course. You might have Show It, which I recommend. You might have, you know, your Flow Desk, your email marketing platform that you have to pay for on a monthly basis or yearly. You have Canva if you're paying for the pro. So like, you have all of these different like expenses that you do have to keep up with when running this. So like, when you have like a coaching or service based business, then you get like a lot of cash flow in the beginning. And so you can actually be able to run this comfortably. So I recommend that. But for those of you who, you know, you can put in the money to upfront to invest in these platforms and such from your own personal income to start with, then I do recommend, you know, maybe you can start with an online course or start with like even a simple ebook if that's what you desire to create. But there's so many more different offers that you can offer to your audience. It's just whatever is going to sell. And so that's when we, you know, do the actual market research behind everything. And I take you through all of those steps and do it in depth. But yeah, research is key. Seeing what's out there with your competitors, or, you know, like, I always take my clients to Etsy and I, you know, type in like a kind of offer that they would want to create, like a template or something. And we always see how many like sales is on a certain product. And then we purchase that product actually. And then we see what we can do to make it 10 times better. So that's an example of like really good competitor research and market research. But these options can provide income even with a smaller audience, a smaller targeted audience. We want to target them with really good keywords that they're actively searching for. And in fact, like I said, I don't have a lot of traffic coming to my blog, but I do make a lot of money on the few people that are coming to my blog. And that is key. Okay, so, and then you want to create services that solve one problem for one specific lady blogger, and I have SEO optimized each page of my website and copywriting and website overall and blog posts and everything to rank on the first page of Google for my services or for blog coaching. So when you can do that and like really focus in on those like perfect keywords that your target audience is like searching for, and then when you create like this offer that is going to be really, you know, really, really like desirable for them to actually want to purchase because it's going to solve a problem for them, that is like so key, okay? And then I constantly, you know, push out podcast episodes every week with lots of call to actions for people to work with me. So, you know, I'm always saying like go to the link below, book a call with me if you want to actually make money blogging in 2024 or in 2025. So I have a business and marketing strategy that truly gets me amazing results, bringing me in $10,000 to $12,000 a month or more. Like we did like $20,000 in sales. So that's not monthly recurring revenue, but that's sales. $20,000 last month in sales. So, you know, and that's not on affiliate marketing. I don't use affiliate marketing. I don't use ads. That's not my strategy because I know that that doesn't work unless I have huge amount of traffic and I'm not willing to put in that work to get that huge traffic. I'm just not. I don't like writing blog posts, to be honest. Like I won't do it. Like I don't have time to do it. Even if I desire to do it, I don't have time to do it because I'm a mom. I need a simplified business. I have things going on in my life all the time. Like I need to be able to work within 2 to 4 hours every day. And that's just not possible being a mom, stay-at-home mom, taking care of my baby 24/7, only doing, you know, 2 days of work. Tuesdays is my podcast episode day and my coaching call day. So I'm doing coaching calls and podcast episodes all day that day. And then Thursday, I do more coaching calls. But like in between those days, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the weekends, I have my baby 24/7 and I have a house to run, a house to manage, a house to clean. I have company coming over all the time. So the house needs to be nice and I'm cooking all the time. And like, I don't know, like, and then I'm tired. I'm so tired. My baby is like 16 months and he's still waking up in the middle of the night for bottles. Like, and he's still on bottles. Like, oh my God, it's like so crazy. People are probably thinking of me like, what are you doing? Like a baby on freaking 16 months old on a bottle? But whatever. I'm not rushing things, okay? I'm just not that person. It's like, you have to do this. No, I will do what's right for my family. Thank you. But yeah, I'm going on a tangent again. But anyway, you don't need a lot of traffic if you just focus in on good strategies that actually work. Okay, that was the whole point of that section. Moving on. You're not selling your own digital products or services. So this plays into what I was saying again. One of the most effective ways to make money through your blog is by offering your own products or services. This could be anything that provides big value to your readers. Templates, guides, coaching sessions, masterclasses, challenges. Like there's so many options. Ebooks, guides, templates. So much that you could be offering, but I know you don't know what to offer. And that is what I'm here to help you do. Book a call with me below if you want me to help you. I also have this monetization strategy session. It's a 90-minute session that you get with me, and I'm going to blow your mind. If you want help to make money with your blog, then go book this 90-minute session with me. The link will be in below. But by not creating and selling your own offers, you're missing out on a huge opportunity. Trust me, I spent 2 years of blogging and I didn't do this and I just wasted my time and I missed out on huge opportunity to make so much money in those first 2 years. And I was struggling. I was struggling to keep my blog running. I was struggling to pay bills. I was living in my aunt's basement and it was horrible. It was cold and I literally found a snake, which actually like that story, like I moved out of my aunt's basement. Like that was like the push that I needed to like get out of there. But like, yeah, I don't know. But I wasted so much time and so much. I was like miserable too, to be honest. But You can think about what unique skills or knowledge that you have or that you can expand on that could help solve a problem for a specific group of people, and then create a product or service around that. And for example, a recent client of mine said that she wanted to help moms with baby-led weaning, but she had no idea that she could have a coaching offer around that. So, you know, I told her, like, you should start a coaching business around this because so many moms need support around baby-led weaning. Like I did. It was really hard for me. Like I didn't have time to go on Instagram or YouTube and search up all this information. And most moms don't have the time to just sit around and do that, right? Like we're freaking busy. So I was really struggling with trying to, you know, feed my baby who has a ton of allergies. Like he is allergic to oats, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, bananas, oats. And bananas and oats are like in every breakfast, or eggs, you know, like that's the breakfast food that you give a baby-led weaning baby. You know what I mean? Like, so that was really hard for me to navigate because he was super picky as well. So if I gave him fruit for breakfast, he didn't want it. In the beginning, he hated yogurt, so I didn't give him yogurt. But now he loves yogurt with fruit. But I had to train him to like it because he wouldn't eat nothing. And so I was kind of like bait. But anyway, I'm going on a tangent. Anyways, moving on. So she didn't know that she could help moms with this and create meal plans for them. So I helped her create an offer or help her realize. We're still in the middle of creating it. But I helped her realize that she could offer coaching and services to help moms with this. Another client came to me wanting to help other moms organize her home. So when we dove into SEO, she realized that a lot of moms were searching for how to build a capsule wardrobe. So she thought, you know, we did change this now, but she did decide, okay, maybe she could create an offer that would include coaching and a done-for-you service that would help them to build out their capsule wardrobe and keep their closet really simple and organized with outfits that they're gonna look good in and feel good in every single day. You know what I mean? So she decided to pivot from this because she found another better idea that she loves. But there's your example. So you can create so many offers around whatever you're trying to help people with right now. So many offers. And I love talking about like your product suite and like your main core offer when we're in my, you know, one-on-one coaching program. That's like one of my favorite coaching calls that I provide. But like it's so exciting to be able to help you and get you excited about creating all these amazing offers that you're going to want to provide. But as long as your offer is super desirable, solves a big problem for one specific audience, or makes their life a whole lot easier, or is, you know, super desirable and like, you know, lights a fire in somebody, then you are going to make money from it. Think about all those products that you go out and buy. Trash bags, it solves a problem. A trash can solves a problem. I don't know why I'm thinking about trash. What else? Coffee solves a problem. A computer solves big problems. What else? Plants. Plants are really desirable to buy. That like, you know, makes your home feel nicer. And you just like love being around plants, right? A candle is also like desirable. Like it makes you feel calm and whatever. You know what I mean? So think about this with your offer. What problem can you solve, or what is something super desirable that can help somebody feel emotions that they can purchase and they'll feel that emotion, and you know what I mean? So think about that, okay? And you need to be able to craft messaging around this offer in a way that is based on sales psychology, which I'm not going to dive super deep into, but in my one-on-one coaching program, I break down each step of this process to create offers and learn how to sell them properly to your audience, to that one specific person. So if you want to learn more about my blog coaching and website design services, then you can check them in the show notes below. So your branding, your messaging, your blog design, and your writing could possibly be really weak. So This is another reason why you probably might not be making it in the blogging space. Your blog's appearance and content are essential for attracting and keeping readers because, you know, once we attract them to us, they can land on our site. But if your website and branding and messaging isn't desirable enough for them to want to stay, if it doesn't invoke the emotions that make them stay, then they're going to just click off and say bye-bye. So if your messaging isn't clear, if your branding doesn't stand out, if your design isn't appealing, and if your writing does not engage, people are not going to stick around. So take a critical look at your blog. Does it reflect a professional, cohesive brand? Is your writing captivating enough for someone to want to stay, read all of your blog posts, and buy what you have to offer? Really think about that. If not, it's really time to make some changes. You want to consider hiring a website designer or copywriter to improve all of these elements because it's going to be a huge game changer for your blog and business. When I had a WordPress site, it wasn't doing it for me. When I had that basic branding and basic WordPress site, or even when I got a WordPress theme, it was not doing it for me because it wasn't captivating. It wasn't like, wow. It wasn't making them, you know, feel some kind of emotion to want to stay and want to work with me. And also when I realized that everybody in this industry was moving over to Showit and getting all these like beautiful website and beautiful brands, I was like, I have to jump on this wagon because if they're doing it, if the top people and the top leaders in this industry are having really pretty brands, really aesthetic websites and like really good structured websites that take somebody on a journey, then I have to do it too because this lets me know that it's actually really working. And these WordPress blogs are not working anymore. Maybe they're working for those who have like been in this industry for a very long time. You know, they already have that audience built up. They already have an email list of 20,000 people. But if you don't, take a look around because in 2024, everything people are putting out there, even on Instagram, is aesthetically pleasing. It's pretty. It makes people want to stay. So you really have to think about this. Are you willing to stay with that ugly WordPress design that isn't captivating your readers? It's not wowing anybody? Or are you that type of person who really wants this, who really wants this blogging business to actually work, who really wants to make money from home? Are you that type of person? Because if you are, book that call with me below because I will help you build the website of your dreams that meets all of these goals that I just set. Okay? So I give you a brand messaging guide, copywriting templates for you to write amazing copy with your, you know, on your site. I build an amazing website for you that's actually going to wow and captivate your readers. So if you want this, book a call. And then you also have gaps in your knowledge, but you ignore them. You know you have all of these gaps, but you're ignoring them. So it's normal to have areas where you feel like you're not an expert yet, especially as a beginner. You're like, oh my gosh, I know nothing, right? Okay, but ignoring these gaps, these knowledge gaps, when you know that you have them because you're afraid to spend the money on your blog, it's going to only hurt you and your blog in the long run because like I was 2 years down the road ready to quit. Most people quit before that. They quit in the first 4 months because they realize that this is so much work. This is not going to work unless they put in so much work. So then they give up because they're not putting in the work or they don't have time or whatnot, you know? But investing in your education is crucial. So I never, ever would have made money. I know we covered this, you know, gaps in the knowledge, but I want to say it again because I really, truly would have never made money if I didn't close all of those gaps in my knowledge and invest in courses and a coach and, you know, more mentors. And I'm still investing in mentors because there's still more for me to learn. And when you can get that outside perspective on your blogging and your blog and your business, that is key. Like I'm always asking for feedback, you know, from my members, from my students in the membership, from my clients. Like I'm always getting feedback and like other ideas because, you know, an outside perspective is so important. And then I'm also, you know, going to my coach and I'm asking her, you know, on her perspective and she guides me in the best possible direction because she has been in my shoes And that is so key. When you have that support system that's always there for you, it really changes the game. Rather than you trying to do all of this on your own, like doing it on your own takes so much time. It takes a lot of mistakes so you can fix them. But when you hire a blog coach or when you hire a mentor or somebody to help you, then they've been through those mistakes so they can guide you out of them. You know what I mean? Like they can lead you away and take you on the right path. And I'm not saying that if you hire somebody, you're never going to have failures, because that's not the truth. You're definitely going to have failures, but you're not going to have so many mistakes as you would that's preventing you. And you don't even know that you're making this mistake. It's preventing you from taking the next step forward. In my journey, I always took like 3 steps forward and 1 step back. And then I would take 3 steps forward again and 1 step back. Like I did have those failures, but you know, when in the first 2 years, I was still at step one, and I didn't know I was at step one because I couldn't see. I was blind by it. So once I hired that coach, she helped me see, oh my God, I'm really only at step one. I'm at step one or 0.5 actually. Like there's a lot of knowledge I didn't know. So in the beginning, I was really scared to invest because, you know, I didn't have the money to invest, you know, and I was really scared, you know, to invest like and not pay a bill or something. But, you know, I did it. But in the beginning, I would say, you know, I'm not at that point where I'm able to invest. And that was just holding me back. That mindset was the number one thing that held me back for 2 years. And it held me back in step one, never being able to make money. So that was really frustrating once I realized like, whoa, like I made money in the first 4 months of working with my blogging coach. 4 months. And I did this 2 years on my own because I was scared to invest. And then I also see this other mindset coming up, you know, where people don't want to invest yet because they're like, oh, once I make money, then I can invest. But what if you invest because you're going to make 10 times more? Like, that's just like not the mindset you want to have. Once I make money, well, you're not going to make money unless you invest, honey, because it just doesn't happen. You have to invest first in anything that you do, and then you'll make money. So that mindset is like, I get it because I was there. I know the fear that you have of hiring somebody when you don't know if you're going to make it or not. And I mean, with blogging too, like it does take time, but are you willing to invest now? Like if you're going to like starve yourself because you're investing, please don't do that. Like, I'm not saying that, please don't. Or if you are going to like sacrifice like a bill or something, don't do that. That's not what I'm saying. But I mean, that's what I did, but don't do that. Okay. Cause I did get into a lot of trouble with my credit cards, and you know, some of them went to collections and I ruined my credit and I got my car repoed and blah, blah, blah. But look at where I am today. You know, I was able to fix all of that. And I'm running a very, very good, successful business. But that's not what I'm saying. Don't like put yourself in a pickle, okay? But I'm saying, like, if you know you do have a couple extra to invest, then do it. Do what you can, okay? But if you're somebody who is at that point where you're like, I'm not able to invest right now, or I'm not willing, that's the word that I'm looking for. I'm not willing to invest first before I make money. Like, I need to make money first before I can invest more. That's not a good mindset. If you know that you can invest, you're just not willing to. You know what I mean? Okay. I hope that was like clear for you. So when I decided to hire a blog coach, that was truly a game changer for me. So not only did I learn the ins and outs of blogging from somebody who actually already succeeded and succeeded very well, but I also gained a mentor that provided me with personalized advice to whatever I wanted to do and strategies tailored to my blog's needs. So here's some reason why investing in your education can be super, super beneficial. Number one, expert guidance. So a blog coach can offer insights that you might not be able to find on your own. You can also close those all of those knowledge gaps and actually get to step two, step three, step four, and not just be blinded by, you know, being in step one, but you think you're steps further because you're not. Time saving. So learning from an expert can really speed up your progress, like how I was saying. Learning what I teach in just one coaching call. Now, I'm not just saying this just to make it more desirable to hire me, okay? I'm not. But and learning what I teach, this is fact, okay? Learning what I teach in just one single coaching call will literally save you 6 months. If you learned it by yourself, something that I teach in one coaching call will literally take you 6 months to learn on your own. That is a fact. And that's what I've been told by one of my clients. They're like, I tried to learn this. It took me like 6 months. But I just learned it from you in literally one coaching call. And I'm not just saying that just to say it. Like, that is fact. In one of my coaching calls, like if you take one coaching call with me, even if you don't even sign up to my blog coaching, but you sign up to that 90 minutes blog monetization strategy session with me, it will blow your mind because I will fill in so many knowledge gaps that you didn't realize that you had. And another thing is accountability. So hiring somebody to report to you on a weekly basis will keep you on track. I'm always messaging my clients, checking in on them. How can I support you? I'm also giving weekly progress reports to see where you are and see what we worked on, see what we talked about this week, see what you accomplished this week, see what your struggles are. And so I can help support you even more. When you have that hands-on support from somebody who knows what to do, it's a game changer. It really is. Remember, every dollar that you put in your education is an investment in your blog's future success. So even if you don't see immediate return on investment, just know that you will in the future. It's an investment for your blog's future success. And I wish I knew that when I was trying my best to make money with affiliate marketing and ads, and it didn't work. But don't let fear hold you back. People are blowing up my phone, man. Okay. So had I stuck with the thought, like I need to earn money before investing, I wouldn't have gained the knowledge necessary. And I certainly wouldn't be making six figures in my business today. Like I would not be at this point of success at all. So remember spending money wisely, that's key word. Spending money wisely now can lead to bigger and bigger earnings later on. So book a call with me below and I'll explain why my services might be the best investment for you and your blog specifically. And if you don't think so after I explain it in the call, no worries. I never pressure you to actually like join my coaching. This is just for you. Like if you want to possibly talk to me one-on-one about your specific goals and see if I can really help you. So think of it as like a friendly coffee chat with a friendly gal. So are you ready to have a chat? Book a free call. Okay. So also I'm going to cover one more reason why, you know, you might be not making money because you spend all your time on less important tasks in your business. Focusing on minor tasks might feel productive because you're doing a lot of work. You might be working hours and hours and hours on your blog. So it might make you feel productive, but it's not if it's keeping you from the work that actually grows your business, right? Are you procrastinating the true work that you need to actually be able to grow and make money? Really think about that. Or are you just doing busy work, like tweaking your website a million times? Like I used to do. I used to do busy work. Like I would literally tweak my website a million times. I would tweak my branding a million times, but that was just it was preventing me from actually growing to where I needed to be. It's really easy to get caught up in tweaking your blog post a million times or responding to every single comment that you ever get or scrolling on Instagram and maybe doing a tiny bit engagement while you scroll or even writing Instagram posts. But these are not going to be what move the needle much. Important task for me in my business. This is recording podcast episodes because I know that gets me results. It's also creating offers for my audience that actually solve problems. It's building a connection with my audience so they build a like, know, and trust factor in me, and also so I can sign more clients. It's also writing emails to my email list and creating freebies that actually people want to sign up for, and then writing those welcome sequence emails to be able to sell to them after, and the sales sequence emails. These are important tasks that you have to do in your business. Also creating Pinterest pins. I don't do them now because I hired it out, but creating Pinterest pins is very important. And when you're in the beginning of your blog, you really need to write weekly blog posts so Google can start recognizing you as a legit website and like a relevant website. And so it can understand what your website is all about and like what your niche is. You know what I mean? So I can fit you in that bucket of what your niche is. So instead of like going down a rabbit hole of tweaking your blog post a million times because you don't like how it looks or whatnot, how about you focus more on the strategy of that blog post and implement SEO, because that will take you way less longer. Or how about you stop tweaking your branding a million times? If it looks decent right now, you're good to go. Just focus on the important work first. Prioritize activities that directly contribute to your goals, like creating content that actually converts for you, creating freebies that strategically align with each blog post, promoting your blog on Pinterest, creating a well-structured blog website design that takes your reader on a journey to work with you. Because, you know, I know I said like, don't tweak it a million times. No, like when you build it, you know, and it looks good and it is good, don't go and tweak it a million times like I did. Like my websites, all of my websites have been good and all of my websites worked, but I kept tweaking it because I didn't like it. And that's just busy work. Don't do unnecessary stuff like that. Like if your website is working, don't touch it. But yeah, don't tweak your blog post a million times if you don't like it. And, you know, stuff like that. Don't go scrolling on Instagram a million times because that's not work. That is just procrastination. Focusing on offer creation and selling your offers within your weekly newsletters. Writing a really good, long, detailed newsletter for your email list every week is more important than scrolling on Instagram. So use your time wisely is the overall point that I'm making here. And don't let small tasks that don't actually, you know, get you results distract you from the actual big picture. Your time should be used on content creation, promotion of the correct platforms, SEO optimization, offer freebie creation, and selling if you want to make money blogging. Like those should be your main focuses, especially the selling. If you create an offer that you know your audience is going to love and it's going to help them solve a problem, you should be talking about it on a daily basis to your audience. And I know it sounds all overwhelming. Everything that I have said in this whole entire podcast probably really overwhelmed you, right? Because it's just so much to do. Am I right? But that's why in my one-on-one coaching program, I take you through each step of the process effortlessly. Well, not effortlessly. I wouldn't say effortlessly. I'm sorry. Because it's not effortless. To be realistic, it's not effortless. You have to put in the work. You have to actually do the work that I'm going to give you. You have to do your homework. And I know, like, I don't give it to you, like, a ton of homework. But you do have to put in the work. Like, you have to create your offer. You have to make a plan, at least, a vision for your offer. You have to write your copywriting on your website once I design it for you. You have to, you know, create a freebie. You have to write your welcome sequence. Like there is work to do. So it's not effortless, but it will take you step by step and it will actually get you results. And it's step by step in the least overwhelming way. Rather than doing it on your own and be so scatterbrained and you don't know what to do to get you results and you're just stuck blinded by step one and you don't even know you're in step one. But yeah. So what are you going to do to actually grow and actually make money? Are you going to book that call below? Because I'm here waiting to help you. So, but that's all I wanted to say today in this podcast episode. I will see you in the next one, which I'm going to post tomorrow, actually. This one's going to be posted today. The next one's going to be posted tomorrow because I'm behind. Last week, my mom was sick, so I didn't have an episode to do. And my baby, who was, like, really fussy all week. So, yeah, that was that. So, I didn't have time to create a podcast. But, yeah. So, you'll have two podcast episodes this week. How exciting. But anyway, have a good one. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.